Our yoga instructor challenged us to find inner peace. I found it faster than anyone. After 4 seconds, I stood up and screamed,
"I found Nirvana! I win!"
They asked me to leave. I guess they don't respect winning. Bet365 does, though. New customers get $200 in bonus bets just for betting $10. Namaste, losers. Bet365. Winning is everything. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hour number three, Darren and Chase here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. We're live here at Pete and Terry's Tavern, Predators and Stars. 7 o'clock puck drop, 6 o'clock pregame. Everything heard right here on 102.5 The Game. Terry McCormick, TitanInsider.com, is on the line with us. Terry, what's up?
Oh, not much. How are you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
Doing okay. Just waiting for free agency to start, and so that
me
all
too.
These rumors that are out there will finally be put to rest when things happen.
All right. Well, let's hear the stories that you have already written up, ready to hit send, Terry. Come on, give us a sneak peek behind the curtain. Let us know. What do you know that we don't know?
Actually, everybody's playing this close to the vest. I mean, you're not getting anything out of anybody. The Titans have clammed up. The agents have clammed up. You know, it's just craziness. You know, we had a report the other day from a guy who claimed to have talked to a Titans insider, not me.
Okay, I'm glad you're bringing this up because a lot of people were asking us if that was you. And I said, that's not Terry.
No, it's the ESPN fantasy football guy. Now, I don't know what kind of sources he has other than to tell you that, you know, so-and-so is questionable for, you know, a September game against the Jaguars. But, you know, he seems to think that, you know, the whole Brady thing with the Titans is real. And, you know, and that Tannehill is going to test free agency. Now, that may very well happen, but I don't know. There are only a very few inside people who know that for sure. And, you know, the tricky part of it to me is going to be how the Titans play this, because if they can't come to an agreement with Tannehill, then, and if they want to keep him, they'd have to apply the franchise tag by March 12th. And as you guys know, the legal tampering period begins on the 16th, and guys can officially sign deals on the 18th. So There is a disaster scenario out there where they could allow Tannehill to negotiate with other teams, not get Brady, and then end up having Tannehill go somewhere else. Now, I'm sure that John Robinson knows that full well, and he's smart enough to realize what's going on here. But, you know, and I'm sure he's going to guard against that as best he can, but that possibility does exist.
It does, but I think it's pretty slim. I mean, I think we have to give JR a little credit on this. I mean, he knows that there's no way he could get left at the altar on both, right? I mean, he can't come back and tell this market, "Hey, what do you guys think about Andy Dalton?"
Yeah, what do you think about James
Logan Woodside? Go get somebody from the XFL.
Hey, have you guys seen Teddy Bridgewater?
What do you think about Aaron Murray?
Look, I like Aaron Murray a lot as a person, but not as my quarterback.
Hey, what do you guys think of Josh Dobbs, huh? Huh? What do you think?
Tennessee boy coming home,
Balls
Rocky
fans.
Top. Here we go.
XFL, what do you think? He can't, I mean, in all seriousness, I mean, John Robinson knows he can't do that. I mean, to me, there's no way that scenario plays out. He's going to have one or the other, but we're just all trying to figure out who's the one.
Yeah, I think so. And to me, it really comes down to this. If you feel like that the window of opportunity for this team is right now and maybe one more year, then you go all in and you try to get Tom Brady. If you feel like he's the missing piece, if you feel like you're at the beginning of a 3-4-5 year window where this team could contend every year, then I think you go with Ryan Tannehill because he's 12 years younger. He already knows your system. He's a guy that's going to, you know, should be able to give you 4 good years at least before he starts to decline. If you go and with Tom Brady, you know you're doing exactly what the Broncos did with Peyton Manning. You know at some point he's either going to retire or fall off the cliff, and you're going to be stuck looking for a quarterback.
Okay, so let me jump in here, Terry. I hear what you're saying. But let me paint the picture this way, and you tell me whether you agree or disagree. To me, in football, it's a little bit different. You don't have guaranteed contracts, and we know how incredibly important and valuable the quarterback position is. Basically, as your quarterback goes, you go. Isn't it virtually about the answer to the people that are going for it are the people that believe they have that special quarterback, right? I mean, there's only a window if you have Mahomes. There's only a window if you have Russell Wilson. There's only a window if you have Aaron Rodgers in his prime, right? I mean, if you have Drew Brees, if you have Tom Brady. To me, it's like if you don't – and we all know while Ryan Tannehill crushed it for 10 games in the regular season and 3 games in the playoffs, absolutely crushed it. Is anybody willing to put him in the same category as those guys? I mean, how could any of us know? And maybe this was the light bulb. Maybe he doesn't turn back from this. This is onward and upward, you know, after this season. And this is Ryan Tannehill moving forward. But how could you really know that? I mean, unless you have one of those guys, that's the only way you can truly be in go for it now or that window you're talking about. True?
That's true. I think that's fair enough. I think with Ryan Tannehill, you know, you would hope that the lights come on for him. If you're the Titans and you're planning on keeping him, you would say, you know, we think this guy is good enough to get us to and win us a Super Bowl. That would be your reasoning there, based on his performance, not when he was the Miami Dolphin from 2012 through 2018, but based on what he did for you in 2019. Now, how likely is that? I don't know. You know, I don't think anybody does. There have been instances of guys who have found it after a change of scenery. Drew Brees is a great example. He found it after the San Diego Chargers gave up on him. He went to New Orleans and had a fairy tale type career. Rich Gannon did it. Led the Raiders to a Super Bowl after being a journeyman quarterback and finding himself at about the same age that Tannehill did. For crying out loud, Tommy Maddox did it after he washed out of the NFL, went to the XFL, and had 3 years with the Steelers. So it can be done, but it is bucking the odds because most of the time, you know, the leopard doesn't change his spots.
Terry McCormick, TitanInsider.com, is here with us on Darren Donick and Chase. So we know they got to figure this quarterback thing out, but franchise tag in general, it's going to shock. It's going to shock me as Willie just falls everywhere.
Willie has shown up to the show for 5 minutes and just about took out the entire table.
Yes,
broadcast table.
Sorry, Terry.
I thought that was some kind of a drum roll.
No, that was just Willie. That was just Danuk.
Oh,
I don't even remember where I was going.
Hey,
with
welcome
this.
To the show, Willie.
It's going to shock me if they don't franchise tag anyone. I've seen the reports that it could be Derrick Henry. What direction do you think they go? Do they tag Derrick Henry and hope they can get the long-term deal done?
Well, to me, that's a gamble because I think you're better off signing Derrick Henry to a front-loaded deal than franchise tagging him. Because what happens to guys, especially running backs, that get franchise tagged? They stay away from off-season work.
Yep.
They stay away from training camp. They show up the first Monday before the regular season, and by week two they've got a pulled hamstring and they never really get it in gear. To me, that's a risk. I wouldn't do that unless I absolutely had to. I think you'd be much better off if you're going to slap the franchise tag. You'd be much better off putting it on Tannehill if you can't get a long-term deal done with him and you think he's the guy that you want, or putting it on Jack Conklin.
That's what I was about to ask.
Line intact.
I think you consider that.
Derrick Henry.
Yeah, I think you consider Jack Conklin because to me the whole Jack Conklin conversation changes, especially if they get Brady. Now, I mean, look, you want to have his services even with Tannehill, but we know that Brady is not a mobile quarterback. I mean, he can step up, but he doesn't move around like Ryan Tannehill can. And I would feel much more comfortable having Jack Conklin as my right tackle than a rookie or somebody from another team. Dennis Kelly's serviceable for sure, but I think if you have Conklin with Brady, you'd feel better.
I think you're exactly right, and that's what I've been saying all along, that if you want Brady, then I think it's imperative that you find a way to keep Jack Conklin in the fold. And the other thing, too, is that Dennis Kelly's a free agent as well.
Yep.
So if you lose Jack Conklin, you have to make a concerted effort to re-sign Dennis Kelly and at least let him be a space holder until you can draft a guy in the first or second round and hope that that guy gets up to speed, you know, at some point during the year. And, you know, we saw it took about a half a season for Nate Davis to finally get comfortable with life at right guard in the NFL. So, you know, and right tackle is a much harder position to play than that. So that would be a risk. You know, and I think you're exactly right. Tannehill has mobility. Brady has a quicker release, but you don't want Tommy taking hits if you bring him in here at 43 years old.
Terry, great to talk to you.
Terry, Willie's got his headset on and it's now functioning, so he's going to ask a question.
I almost concussed myself.
By the way, Terry, someone you know very well, just like us, if there was somebody in the seat that Chase is in instead of Chase, Willie would have been crushed for what he just did on this show. He would have halted the show for 10 minutes to destroy Willie for what he did.
To try to give you a visual, I stepped...
Let me ask you something. Have we all three worked with that someone?
We have.
Yep. Yes, we have. For many, many years.
We have. I stepped on my cord.
I got to go.
Yeah. But, Terry, this is my question as I listen to the conversation here. It seems to me that it would really behoove the Titans to have some certainty on one of the contracts before we get to the critical date of, I guess, what's March the 16th?
March 16th.
Is when you have to have your tag.
No, March 10th is when the tag has to be done.
16th is when you can flirt and let everybody know you're flirting.
So really, yes. March 10th is the date. So do you think they can get a deal done with somebody so that they then have the tag to use or not use by March the 10th? That would seem like that could be a good strategy if you could pull it off.
Yeah, you would think so. If I'm them, like I said, I think Derrick Henry is the guy that you target to try and get a deal done. You front load it. I wouldn't do it for more than 4 years, but I would make the fourth year kind of a dummy year, one that can be cut loose with very little penalty for the salary cap and things like that. But if I were the Titans, that's the one I would be working on trying to get under contract before this free agency period begins. Now, that said, if Ryan Tannehill is your guy, if you're not going to go all in to try and get Brady, then I also think I'd like to keep him off the market as well, because you don't want a team like Tampa Bay or Indianapolis taking your guy, strengthening themselves and weakening you in the process.
Exactly. So are you hearing any vibes that they could get something? It's interesting how you don't hear a lot of information of talks going on or we're close to a deal on this or that. They've kept it pretty close to the vest, haven't they?
They have. You know, John Robinson is from that New England Patriots tree. He's not going to let anything out until it's time for it to be let out of the bag. And that means basically that either someone breaks it and it's everywhere within 2 minutes of a deal, or they put it on their own website, send out the release saying that they've agreed to a deal with Henry or Tannehill or whoever it may be, or that they've applied the franchise tag, that sort of thing. So they are playing this extremely close to the vest, a la the Patriots and the Patriot way. So, you know, I don't think that, you know, you'll have the updates like we used to get to say that, you know, the structure of a contract's in place, they've just got to agree to numbers, or the numbers are in place and they've just got to agree to how the money's going to be doled out, that sort of thing. So it's really a secretive affair right now.
Terry, I want to thank you, and I want to thank Chase and me for not missing a beat when Willie walked up on the table and almost took everything out. So good job by you.
Very professional.
And us, as Willie about face planted and took out the broadcast table. So always good to talk to you. Thanks for doing this, as always.
No problem, guys. Thanks for having me.
Terry McCormick, Titan Insider, NFL.com. Good stuff. We got a lot to talk about this hour, and we'll continue this on the other side of Darren Donick and Chase, ESPN 102.5 The Game.